from the OddsTrader.com studio at Circa Resort and Casino. OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now and start winning with up to the second info that you need. Real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats. Compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses. All at OddsTrader.com. So the Super Bowl is set after Championship Sunday. Yesterday, we're getting the Buccaneers and the Chiefs. Early numbers across town last night, Chiefs 3 or 3.5, total in the 56.5 to 57, 57.5 range. Chiefs now basically 3 and 56.5. And I just, Matt LaFleur is going to have to coach a long time, Paulie, in this league to live that down, right? He's going to hear about that decision to kick the field goal until the Packers get to the Super Bowl or win one. Other than that, he's going to be remembered for that for as long as he coaches there. I firmly believe that.
Did you really think they were going to get the ball back?
No, how could you?
I mean, but it's Aaron Rodgers, and you were the best red zone offense all year. And if you're going to do that, why don't you run it at some point?
Exactly.
That's
right.
Another one.
Right.
But, you know, that's, again, it's my whole thing here about, he's one of the best to ever play, and I was gone. I went with the guys in WEEI on Friday, and there was the GOAT against the boat, greatest of all time against the, you know, the best of all time, people keep telling me how great Rodgers is. You got to win some of these games. You can't lose four straight NFC title games. You can't get beat at home like this.
No.
You
can't.
It's not on all him.
He wasn't perfect yesterday.
No.
But
now, the interception, you could say, was a penalty. Okay, that's one thing. But you get three Brady interceptions and a half and you lose. Just like 2014, Wilson throws 3.5. You lost that game, although it was, a lot of it was McCarthy. But could he run on third down, run it in for a touchdown on a third down? Maybe.
He at least gets close.
It's third and goal. He's got Lazard and Tonyan wide open. He misses both of them, throws the Adams, incomplete.
Yep.
You know, too many mistakes there. Too many. But the overall body of work and the overall resume, it's just people foaming at the mouth and telling me how great this guy is. Brady was down 25 points in the third quarter of a Super Bowl and won the game. Rodgers, you got to win some of these games. And for the Packers to sit there and only have two Super Bowls with Rodgers and Favre is just unacceptable, and,
yep,
and it's embarrassing.
Yep.
It's frankly embarrassing. But it's just
okay. So
the halftime debacle. I mean, the stuff there with King, and but again, one coach is aggressive, and the other one's kicking the field goal.
Yeah, I don't know how people would want to rank, or you know, who do you blame the most for the Packers' loss? Rodgers would not be number one to me. I mean, people were crucifying him on Twitter yesterday, saying basically the same thing that you were yesterday. He's not the reason why they lost the game. I mean, the coaching was far from great. And now this, basically, we thought LaFleur was a total upgrade from McCarthy. I still think he probably is. But
yeah,
this guy's had McCarthy, and now that guy, to make that decision yesterday, has been his coach for his entire career.
And Patton,
sure.
Lombardi wanted to fire him.
Yeah, I mean, Patton, the game that was played by Kevin King, it has to be an all-time bad performance out of that guy.
Yep.
On the jump to Mike Evans, he mistimed it by 3 seconds. Who does that? Before halftime, allowing Miller to get behind him, and then he's tugging at the jersey at the end of the game.
Oh, come on.
Dude.
Right in front of everybody.
Oh, my God.
It's the biggest play of the season, and you grace out and grab his jersey.
Back after this here on VSiN.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Lakers are 9-0 on the road this season, winning the first two games of their seven-game road trip. They're laying 10 today at Cleveland. Philadelphia's won three straight. They are 12-5. They're laying 7 at the Detroit Pistons, who were 3-13. On Saturday, Philadelphia won but did not cover as 9-point favorites, dropping the Pistons 114-110. Vancouver outscored by 13 goals this season. Worst goal differential in the NHL. They're $1.50 home favorite against Ottawa. Super Bowl 55 early line, Kansas City laying 3 against Tampa Bay, total 56.5. VSiN has all of the Super Bowl betting angles covered. The best place to start is with our big game betting hub at VSiN.com/Super Bowl. While you're there, get the free big game betting guide with trends, strategies, and data to make the most of your betting decisions. Go to VSiN.com/Super Bowl, VSiN.com/Super Bowl. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Oh. today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Teddy Greenstein's going to join the program in a couple of minutes with PointsBet. We'll go over the weekend that was for his sports book. The handle this weekend, I think all things combined, NFC, AFC title game, plus the Conor McGregor fight slash UFC fight card, is one of the better non-Super Bowl weekends in terms of handle of all time, quite frankly. I mean, the reports that we got, some
huge
of the big bets that were coming in. I wonder how many million-dollar bets, and I've asked this now for a couple of years, how many million-dollar bets will come in on the Super Bowl in the next 2 weeks? Put that number at 2.5?
Not normal times.
3?
Although I saw several tweets, people staying on the Strip saying the night before was a ghost town. Were you here Sunday? You were not here Sunday.
I'm not here Sunday.
Saturday. Okay.
Yep. Saturday was slammed.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Good. Tough.
I think we'll
I'll go over 2.5.
You
that's
will, okay.
Going to set your number. 800,000, you say, okay, here in the state or?
No, across the country.
Oh, okay. Definitely go over. $800,000 money line bet on Kansas City, $705,000 money line bet on Kansas City. That from David Purdom. The guy who put $200,000 on Poirier rolled it over and took 3.5 with Tampa. What a weekend for him. There was another $500,000 bet at MGM on plus 3.5 Tampa. There were several $100,000 bets on McGregor, which shot. Those were coasters. But he's also, you can't beat this matchup. It's the best quarterback going against the GOAT, and people continue to cash tickets straight up and with the points on Tampa with Brady here. And plus all these people that have all these future tickets. We got several guys tweeting us. I got 40-1. I got 50-1.
Yeah.
You know, another reason why it's a seven-figure liability at DraftKings and maybe others, I think PointsBet did it too, was even after Brady signed, they kept doing boosters.
Yeah.
They still kept 30-1 up on Tampa.
Yep. And they were promoting that, like, hey, you still have a day to come and get this. Here you go.
Yep. But it's 16-2 against 14-5. And Brady against Mahomes, straight up, they split 2-2. You want to know the points? 121-120.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's nuts.
But if you're going to beat Mahomes in a playoff game or in any game for that matter, you're going to have to score high 20s minimum, probably in the 30s to get it done.
Yes.
Again, in his 7 career playoff games, the Chiefs are averaging 36 points per game, and they've scored at least 30 in 6 of the 7. And by the way, the 7th game was against the Browns when they scored 19 points in the first 2.5 quarters before he got hurt. So that's who he is. That's what the offense is like. And the first time they played, I have on my biggest fantasy league, I have Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. He had 200 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns, I think, in the first quarter. 2 touchdowns in the first quarter.
Yeah, and Michael's right. Tampa got to see it. Now they'll make adjustments. But
sure.
To me, this guy's – so do they repeat for the first time since the Patriots in 2003-04? Does Tom get number 7 and do it at home? Just to come right in. And I love Arians the whole way. Okay, we won. Okay, now it's Super Bowl. I mean, we still have to win another game. I mean, he said it was Super Bowl or bust for a while here. And they have been unbelievable since the bye.
I believe the last team with a chance to repeat was Seattle. And Tom got in their way. Around 2013, 2014, Seattle killed Denver. They made it back the following year.
Couldn't Brady do it against the Eagles?
I thought they went...
Was there a
something like that?
Okay.
Maybe he could have. Maybe my timeline is screwed up on that. Let's put it this way. The last non-Patriots team that had a chance to repeat was Seattle. And they were this close, man. If that ball's not picked off at the goal line. But Tom Brady was awesome in the second half of that game. And that Legion of Boom defense was awesome that year. Well, and they got him.
The other angle you have is the Belichick-Brady with all the slow starts. And that was with Belichick, but now does it continue with Brady?
Oh, yeah.
But they couldn't score. They could never score a touchdown or do anything
quarter. Scoreless first quarters like every single time out until later on in his career. Teddy Greenstein joins the program now with PointsBet. Teddy, as always, good to see you today, pal. Thanks for the time. I'm guessing the handle, like we were talking about, all things combined, the UFC fight card with Connor featured on it on Saturday night into yesterday. Best... or highest handle all time in PointsBet history?
Yeah, Mitch, I'm glad you're asking. I'm just messaging with Pat Eichner right now, our chief of communications. 98% of the money was wagered on McGregor. So, man, PointsBet executives had a very lovely weekend, or certainly a nice night there. The highest bet we took on Poirier was $2,500. So everybody thought that McGregor was going to take it down. And Poirier did the books a major solid there.
And there was plenty of big upsets, too. I mean, I know that Roundtree was a big, he moved $3 to $4. The female fights, there were big upsets, too.
Yeah, I mean, my focus is on football beyond that. Not a big fight guy, but just to know that 98% were on one side and that obviously we didn't tilt the odds so dramatically, to tilt the action, I think is very interesting. Obviously, our traders felt like it was a good price and must have felt confident that Poirier had a good chance not to move it.
Yeah. How were the results yesterday in the NFL?
Yeah, the book did very, very well on Bucks Packers. Certainly got a lot more action on that Packers side. Bills Chiefs was pretty much split. So this is considered a win and very fascinating heading into the Super Bowl. I believe we had that line at 3.5 for a hot minute and obviously got enough on the Bucks to bring it back. But right now I'm looking at it. We already have, Mitch, 117 ways to bet this game.
Beautiful.
And it's going to be an awesome couple weeks coming up, Paulie. Yeah. So let me ask you guys a quick quiz. Let me see how good your memory is. Who scored the first touchdown last year in the Super Bowl and what were his odds?
Well, I think it was Mahomes, right?
Very good.
Yeah. I'm going to guess he was in the, I'm going to say low 20s.
Mitch, you're really good stuff, buddy. 20 to 1.
20 to 1.
2000.
You weren't with the company yet, but do you know what their liability?
No.
You know what their liability is on Tampa Bay?
You mean for this game tomorrow, or what do you mean? I mean for this the
Buccaneers,
Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, the futures.
Oh, in terms of the futures, I see. We have not done that. Eichner's going to do a big look at how much we took preseason on every team, and then we'll know more. But I heard you guys talking about right. I think a lot of books. We're playing up, the Tom Brady move to the Bucks, and we put a lot of favorable stuff out there for the bettors, so we might get dinged up on that one.
Yeah. Well, great job by offering that, by the way. So I would think, Teddy, this is probably going to go like most Super Bowls, where as the week gets a little bit longer and then we get into, a couple days before the game, I think people will be betting just the Buccaneers on the money line. Rather than saying, the points, because that's the way it works in the Super Bowl, and creating a possibility to the Chiefs where they could be, a 3-point favorite, but the money line could be smaller than normal.
That's an interesting thought. I wonder if that, do those money lines always go along with the point spread? Is it just a straight formula, or have you guys found that the money lines can be adjusted sort of independently?
Yeah, they're usually correlated with the spread, but I think on the Super Bowl, for example, Jimmy Vaccaro has told this story many, many times, who's been in Las Vegas forever, was it the Niners Chargers Super Bowl?
Yes.
He had a team laying like 16, 17 points, and the money line was like minus 320 on San Francisco at one point because everybody from Southern California came to Vegas and said, I don't want the points of the Chargers, just give me the money line. So I think, the Giants-Patriots in 07, everybody came to Las Vegas and said, just give me the Giants money line, not the points. So you had this monstrous favorite with the Patriots in terms of a point spread, but the money line was much shorter than normal.
Very interesting. I want to see that, and then I want to see what kind of liability we take on these props. I think we're going to end up with thousands of props. By the way, I also think there's a pretty good chance we're going to end up doing no juice. Nothing is official yet. But I feel like that's how PointsBet is, differentiating itself from the other books. So stay tuned for potential no juice, announcements. But
Wow. Yeah,
these props are going to be fascinating. I'm going to be doing a story, guys. Five bets a day, five intriguing wagers. I think I'm going to do 13 different stories heading into this Super Bowl because I want people to understand how many different ways there are, how many intriguing spots there are, points betting options. Beyond just the Gatorade and the coin flip, we're going to have so many different ways to make and possibly lose money.
Okay, yeah, very good. Have those ready for Friday when we talk to you next, okay?
That's a deal, Mitch. Awesome.
All right, thanks, Teddy. Be good.
A couple other things here, too. You too. A couple of things here, too. We want to throw out to the viewers and the listeners. You can email or tweet. Number one, Michael David Smith, Rogers blew it. We showed it a couple hours ago, but 179B with the still shot. Does he score on the third down play before the field goal? I mean, if he takes off right away and runs, I think he gets in. It's a tough call. Other people are chiming in saying Pierre Paul's going to run him down. But I agree. It's certainly you're right. If he doesn't get in, he's inside the three. And it makes it a no-brainer. You're not kicking inside the three or the two, you would think, although, you know, what McCarthy did against Seattle. But I think Rodgers gets in.
I think that probably changes things overall, right? Yeah. Even if he doesn't get in, if he's caught from behind or the guy at the goal line pivots and somehow he's, you know, maybe brought down around the two-yard line or whatever, at that point, it's a no-brainer where you have to go for it then.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess he's going to go back to Adams again because the whole Like LaFleur, I wonder if in his mind...
See, right there, he's already turning to throw.
He is, yes.
So he's still, looking back. If he makes up his mind right away, I can run this in. I can get to the corner. And I think he's got to... I find it hard to believe he wasn't going to get in there. Then who knows what we're talking about today. Still have to get the two. But then it's really on.
I wonder if in LaFleur's head, he was thinking, okay, so the Buccaneers have not made this easy for us today around the goal line. Because they have been historically one of the best goal line offenses or red zone offenses, like in the history of the sport, right? I mean, here are some numbers. Rodgers, on that one drive when he went to Adams three consecutive times, and it was 0-for-3, Adams had the one drop. Before that, Rodgers was 17 of 19 with 13 touchdowns to Adams on goal-to-goal situations entering the day. That's automatic.
Yep.
It's unstoppable. But here you are again, first down, nothing. Second down, zippo. Third down, okay, well, now what are we going to do? And I can't believe that the Packers failed to score a TD on three goal-to-goal drives in their last two games. They failed to score a TD only four times in that spot in the entire regular season. So they were completely impacted by, you know, the Buccaneers' defense yesterday. Certainly the Rams made them enforce them to do it the week before as well, but...
Yeah, and then the sequence before halftime with what Pettine and King did and Miller getting behind him, and then the decision to go for it fourth and three. But the other thing, I don't know how Rodgers can say this after the game. He felt the final call there, the hold on King, was a bad call. I don't know how he can say that. Now, there's 2 points. Now, the one thing is you've been letting him play all day. I mean, as Buck said, I think they were in the third quarter. It hadn't been a penalty yet.
Right.
But if you're going to let him play, then people are saying, why'd you call that there? But to me, that's egregious. I mean, he's got a fistful of her jersey in front of everybody on the biggest play of the game.
Yeah. And, of course, that was Kevin King. Aikman said on the broadcast, I love how they're letting him play the entire time. And when you had that, was it bunting on Lazard?
Yes.
Pulled the jersey. Oh, I love how they're letting him play. And then on that play, no, you got to make the call. If it's a penalty.
Pick a streak.
You got to call it, you know, both ways, obviously. I did see this today. The Buccaneers played the Packers twice this year. They were flagged twice.
What?
Two times in two games.
Wow.
Yep.
Incredible. But as we started the show, and I just want to repeat it again here, you saw what LaFleur did, and you saw what McDermott did. You can't, I trust my defense. We had timeouts. Take the points, guy. It's got to go away and just die forever. I mean, you cannot kick field goals inside the 5-yard line against Mahomes and expect to win. You can't do it. And you can also, and it's not a slap in the face to the defense when you say, no, we're going to be aggressive and go for it. You're from the 2-yard line. When you go for it, fourth and one on the first drive and get it.
Yep.
McDermott, pick a street.
Agreed.
But to have Aaron Rodgers at the 9-yard line and to kick a field, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I go, what is he doing? Is this McCarthy? What is he doing here?
That's exactly right. That's exactly what McCarthy did against the Seahawks when they blew that game.
I mean, let's be honest. It's no doubt it's the greatest quarterback of all time. What were the odds that the Packers were going to get the ball back? Did you really think you were going to get a stop?
And
even if you were going to get a stop, you weren't going to have much time left either. That's the other thing.
No, you're giving the ball back to him when your defense has been lousy pretty much the entire day.
Right, and Michael's right. He didn't play well. I mean, you can't lose that game when he throws three interceptions. He's got Evans wide open. Bad throw. I guess he could have caught it. That would have led to points. He's got Evans wide open on a bomb. He drops it. He had also Evans miscommunication there. I don't know, third and two, why he didn't run the ball. But they brought pressure. He got rid of it. Tampa left a lot of points out there. It could have been worse. It's certainly the Johnson drop. I mean, he catches that. Who knows? It might have been 14-0 right out of the gate.
Sure.
But between the third down defense, couldn't get a stop. What Tampa did on third down, the Green Bay turnovers, the mistakes, the Jones fumble, enormous to start the second half, handed them 7 more points. You want to cover break, too, on that play?
No chance.
The breakdowns.
It's wide open by 5 yards.
The NFC Championship game. Come on.
The dropped INT by Redmond before the 4th-and-3 touchdown pass to Miller. That changes everything. And then that led into the Jones fumble, obviously. which again, just great field position on the two Packers turnovers for the Tampa Bay team to obviously capitalize on.
That's why they're here, just like the Saints game, yep.
But for Pettine to call that, and I would agree with what Michael Lombardi said earlier, can't get any help on the left side against JPP. I mean, he is under pressure the entire time.
Barrett played well.
Oh, some of the times around the edge, I mean, he's back in the backfield in 1.2 seconds. I mean, what are you going to do?
I was Nigel Seeley, too. I like Green Bay, and then don't be a moron, put more on it. Then you go in, you don't have Winfield, you don't have Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown came down when we got off the air Friday, and then the Winfield thing came down before the game.
That's right.
They still lost.
The kickoff coverage.
Oh, come on.
To begin the game.
Come on, guys.
Here you go. Here's the 35-yard
line.
That's
huge.
Just for free. Go ahead and take it.
That's huge. I know. Field position was a big part of that game, too.
Yeah. All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mike Palm's going to join the show coming up in about 15 minutes. Huge day for Mike. His show starts with Amal Shaw. We'll recap the weekend with him as well. And Paulie's going to run down Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
Racing fan, First Bet's the place for you. Wagering on races at over 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport, secure payments, great customer service, reliable website, all brought to you by ExpressBet. Use the promo code Vegas100 today. Get up to a $100 match bonus on your first deposit. Promo code Vegas100. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
And win some, lose some. Let the education commence.
Man City under 3.5 on Saturday. 1-0 in the 81st minute. They scored three late, including one in the 94th minute. 3-1 final. Montreal played over the weekend. The total was 6. It was 2-0 in the third period and went over. Oilers, plus a goal and a half and under 5.5. Maple Leaf scored with 1 second left to cover the puck line and put it over with the empty net goal. That was something. All Canada was tweeting at us all when that happened. Buccaneers, Packers, first half under. How about that beat, too? The Miller touchdown put the first half over. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Tonyan, more yards than Gronkowski, minus 150. He had 4 for 22. Gronk had the one catch late in the game with the screen for 29 yards. Mike Evans over. Ended with 3 catches for 51 yards. He was in the mid-60s. He had 40 yards in the first quarter. A couple big drops. How does that happen? Bad for the books. The Imlov kid, $4 up to $7.50 at William Hill. Muradov, $1.35 up to $1.95. AFC game over. Opened 50.5 at DraftKings and stations. But up to 55.5 went over. Win some. Pena by submission plus 535. 14-1 here at Circa to win in round 3. Rodriguez to win in round 2, 17-1. 11-1 by knockout. The Roundtree's opponent was 6-1 to win by decision. 200,000 on Poirier at William Hill. Also to win in round 2 plus 1650. To win by knockout, 6-1. To win inside the distance plus 450. Chandler inside the distance, plus 340. By knockout, plus 485. To win in round 1, 7-1. Rodriguez inside the distance, 8-1. Couple videos here. All-time dog videos. This one was sent in from I'd Rather Be Thin Than Famous on Twitter. Okay, let's go with it. But this is, I've seen this before, but we never played it on the show. Look at the husky weeping, grieving at the gravesite of the owner.
We miss her too.
That's incredible. That is strong stuff. Oh, I'm telling you, these huskies, they're something. They are smart.
We miss her too.
But that is great. Wow. And how about this one? This was CBS News. This is in Turkey. So the guy, the owner is taken to the hospital. The dog shows up every day. Where are you? Can I see you? Are you coming out? So the family realizes the dog is gone. They go, where'd the dog go? Ran away. Oh, it's hanging out at the hospital. They bring the dog back. It goes right back again. It sits on the steps every day until the owner was released, and then the owner's released, and then it looks like it's Christmas. There he is.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I mean, that is an incredible dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Look at him. The dog would walk, would escape, and go to the hospital every day.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Sitting on the steps. That's win lose. Awesome. Good job, guys.
Email here from Chris McCarthy, watching on Nesson. FTM at VSIN.com. Fellas, Pats 15th pick for Stafford cannot happen.
I agree.
If Brady were still with the Pats, he'd have no one to throw the ball to. Stafford would be in the same situation. I'd rather start the rebuild, begin the with the offensive and defensive lines, and then get your quarterback. But knowing Belichick, he's going to trade out and down from 15th. That's a strategy you can afford when you have Brady as your quarterback. It doesn't work now. He bought him a lot of time. How great he was there for two decades.
Maybe he goes to Indy. I could see that, too.
I could see Indy.
I think they're in the mid-20s.
Yeah. I could see a couple of other spots.
I'll tell you this, though. I'm not giving up a first-round pick and more than packages for him.
Like proven players.
Yes. Not only has he never won a play. You know how I feel about him. But not only has he never won a playoff game, he had Megatron for half of his career. One of the best wide receivers of all time, which, you know, it was like Moss. When in doubt, just throw it up.
Yeah, right.
And I know, you know, we got more tweets on this, too, because I had him in 2017. I had him like 5-34. But, I mean, look at his record against teams that finished the season with a winning record and on the road. It's vomit-inducing.
Yeah, I would say that. But getting out of that culture in Detroit could only be a good thing for him, right? And who knows, after last night, I never even consider this as a possibility. Maybe that's the same thing for Rodgers. Maybe. He sounded down in the dumps. Pro Football Talk has been all over this.
You can also look at just what happened. Tom up and leaves right to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I've only been to one. I've been here forever.
I mean, when Mike Florio throws out five spots where Rodgers would make sense next year and the Niners are on the list, if he would go to the Niners with everybody.
This is going to be juicy.
Oh, my God.
Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Stafford, Watson.
Watson.
All the guys that can move.
That's picking up steam every day, the way it seems. It's not going back.
Yep.
Mike Palm has a new show starting today on VSiN. We'll ask him about it and also find out how their book did here at Circa over the weekend coming up next.
Has every shot covered, live betting opportunities on every point, instant results on the most live streams of tennis matches in the world. Get a $250 match bonus, fastest payouts, only one-time playthrough with Bet Rivers, your hometown sports book. Must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Playable in New Jersey as play Sugar House. You know, it was kind of a tough beat, too, if he had Cantley. I know he was 22-1 going to the final round. He shot the course record, and he couldn't win.
Yeah, but he had a
long held uphill. Yeah.
Yes.
All gas, no break. But
that was a good call by Indy Jeff, by the way, on the text message.
22-1.
Said get on him.
Yep.
On the final day, and he puts up that number and almost wins the whole thing.
Right.
Jeez.
That's right. All right, in pocket recap. Not going to be good. Packers loser. Adams more yards than Godwin at points bet loser. Lose two units there. Well, we were a day late and a dollar short. Penguins Rangers go in the first 10. They got us by 30 seconds. We just missed. And of course, it explodes in the second period. No good there. Longest field goal under 46.5 in the Packer game. Suck up hit from 46. Yep.
Ah, yes. Okay.
But
nice.
the longest field goal under in the Bills game. No, that was it. The first drive. Pass from 51. Count it. That was no good. Evans under 63 receiving yards winner. And we'll give it a shot tonight. They're 6-1 to the over for the game. But again, worst defensive team in hockey. Let's go goal in the first 10 at Bet Rivers. Canucks Senators minus 160.
Okay, I'm on board. Let's see here. I had Packers -3. That was no good. The props saved me. Aaron Jones under 59.5 winner. Mike Evans under 63.5 winner. No idea how, but I'll take it. And Kelsey was ice cream, man. Over 94.5. I can't wait to see what his number is going to be in the Super Bowl. And that was a winner. I think I have a couple of bets on the board today for division. Yep, Jazz, give me the Jazz minus 125 to win the Northwest. And I'll take a shot with the 76ers, 3-1 to win the Atlantic.
All right.
All right, so there you go.
Mike Palm time. Here it is. It starts today. The new show with Amal Shah, The Nuts. Congratulations, Mike. Looking forward to it. And I'm sure you'll do something crazy out of the first, set the tone the first 5 minutes. How you doing?
Yeah, well, that's the segment's going to be called That's Nuts or That's Not Nuts. And I don't know, maybe we'll talk about the decision to kick the field goal by Green Bay. But, yeah, we'll come out firing.
How'd it go for you this weekend?
Went well for us. The book did well. The key game was the Packers losing. Tampa Bay on the money line took out all the parlays, took out the teasers. It was very good for us. And then we had the future liabilities to the Bills, so that was taken care of by the Chiefs. Mm. The dog in the UFC main event was a good result. The one that did have Poirier had a parlay to NFL sides that didn't win, so it went pretty well for us.
Where would you rate the Buccaneers' result winning against the Packers straight up?
It was the best result of this football season, I think, for us. And, it ranks right up there all time. It was a huge number. It was more than a seven-figure swing. The opposite of Packers winning by four compared to Bucks winning outright.
What did you think of the first half fiasco at the end?
Well, they lost the game. I mean, I don't know what you're doing. It's a great call by Arians. Most coaches are going to punt there.
Yes, they are.
Because if you don't make that fourth and three, you're going to give Rodgers the ball at midfield, probably with two plays left. So there's a high risk there. But, I mean, they executed the play, and then not only did they actually ran the clock down so far that instead of trying to get eight more yards for a field goal, they took the shot, and I don't know how you get beat deep there.
What a game for Kevin King, huh?
Incredible. Incredible game. Lombardi made a great point about the defensive play call by Patton being just as bad as what the Jets did to let the Raiders win that game with Greg Williams. I mean, that's unforgivable. That the whole game ends right there.
100%.
But Rodgers still had the ball twice in the fourth quarter, right, with a chance to tie or take a lead. So, you know, they had it in their hands, too. They had an opportunity.
That was very true. I mean, they pick off Brady twice. They can't do anything with the football, essentially. Do you think Rodgers was going to get in to the end zone if he scrambles and takes off in that third down play?
It would have been close. You know, he moves. He's not fast, but he's deceptively quick. There's chances there. I have to go 4th-and-9 because I don't believe my defense can win the game for me. You know, you're going up against an all-time great in Brady, and I think you have to let Rodgers and your offense control the game, not the defense.
Yeah. Don't you think, like, feel for the game, like, has to come into play there as well? I mean, first of all, it should be automatic you're going to go for the touchdown and not the field goal because you're down by 8 points there and with how much time is on the clock. But don't you have to realize that your defense has been terrible and let you down for the most part over the last 3 hours of the game since it started anyway? I mean, don't you have to recognize that?
They didn't stop Tampa. They only Brady interception stopped them.
That's right.
Tampa moved the ball every drive, Mitch.
Yeah. Do you have an early read on the Super Bowl?
I know a lot of guys that grab the three right away, thinking that it's going to go north of three. The Chiefs just look so good. I mean, they punted the first possession when Hill dropped the pass, and then after that, they just score every drive. I mean, there's almost nothing you can do against them.
It's hard to get
pressure on Mahomes. And if he does sidestep you, somebody's so wide open, all he's got to do is flick his wrist and hit somebody for 30 yards.
Yeah.
Good observation. The only thing that stopped them was the Hill drop. I mean, that's a bomb. They're going to score on that drive, too. Okay, again, tell people about the Nuts. 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday now, and what we can expect.
Yeah. Amal Shah, Mike Palm. Live from the Circus Studio, 11 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday. We'll have Darren Banks on Tuesdays to talk NHL, JBT on Thursdays. Maybe we'll get a Big Balls play every weekend on Friday.
Okay.
Amal and I will debate the topics of the day, You'll get the palm reader playbook. We'll reset it starting today with a new show, and then once a month or so, Amal might have a play.
There you go. Congratulations. Long time coming. We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to you Wednesday, actually. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, fella.
There you go. Mike Palm. There you go. 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. The Nuts. Tune in to watch the Palm Reader playbook. Nice run with the soccer. He's, the Hill thing, too. I mean, he drops that. That'll be more points. Great game. You want to go against the guy who's won 25 of 26? Well, going for the repeat or going against go against the GOAT?
How many weapons do they have?
Well, they didn't even have Watkins. No Watkins. No. I mean, he's throwing to two guys. He still couldn't stop it.
So Hardman muffed the punt.
He was, yes.
But he comes back and he has that explosive play to begin that one drive for like 70 yards down the sideline.
Yeah, why would you hire Bienemy you can get biting kneecaps in there? You know, why would you want creativity or imagination? You got the dude, right? Jesus.
Oddstrader.com studio here at Circa Resort and Casino. Oddstrader.com. Download the free Oddstrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. Real time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats. You can compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses as well. All at Oddstrader.com. Nick Bogdanovich joins the program now with William Hill Sportsbooks across the country. Nick, good morning. Thanks for the time as always. Let's begin with the handle this weekend that you had in the NFL. Was it the heaviest bet championship Sunday of all time in your company, do you know? And was the Green Bay Tampa game the heaviest bet non-Super Bowl game you've ever seen?
Yeah, I mean, obviously for our company it was by a mile, just because we've added so many huge properties in Las Vegas, over the last 6 months. So, but the handle was incredible. A lot of six-figure bets. So it was an exciting weekend of sports for sure.
Was the Buccaneers winning outright a good result for you?
Yes, very good. That was we won the first game big. We lost the second game pretty good. Chiefs and over was no good, but we won enough on the first game to make it a small winning day for us.
But it's a six-figure loss if Tampa wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's very small, so it's not the end of the world. Our Chiefs is our best result, so obviously we definitely want to. Right now, we want the Chiefs to win, but who knows? Come Sunday, it might be such a big decision. We may be rooting for Tampa Bay. We'll see.
Okay, and when do you, as a bookmaker and as a company, when do you decide to put the Super Bowl lineup? Because it looked like it was pretty comfortable that Kansas City was going to win their late third, early fourth. When did you decide to put the number up?
As soon as they went up that third score, we put it up.
Okay.
We put it up three. Some others had 3.5. We got bet up to 3.5, and then they took the 3.5. We backed -3, -20. So I think that's where it'll. I can't see it going anywhere else but 3, 3.5. So it should be. If this last weekend was any indication, this game ought to be off the charts betting.
Can you imagine if you had first half under in the Green Bay game? And I know you were screaming watching the game at before halftime. Where you're right. We were talking during the break. Arians was going to punt, and then he changes his mind, which, like, there was no – you couldn't lose there. I mean, even if you don't get it, Green Bay only has, like, 7-8 seconds to do something, and they still will be at their own 45.
It's incredible. It really was. And I don't know if who – I'd like to know who recognized the fact that, hey, the smarter play is to go for it. So – and I didn't think – when go for it, I just meant, throw maybe 15 yards to the out and try to get a field goal or get a penalty. I didn't think Green Bay would let them run wide open for a 46-yard touchdown. But, of course, the right play was to go for it. It's hard to believe that the punt punting team was out there at one point. I'd like to know who finally woke up and smelled the coffee. Was it an assistant in the booth, someone on the sideline? But that was embarrassing.
Well, the Packers needed somebody to throw a whole pot of coffee in LaFleur's face with that decision at the end of the game, kicking the field goal down 31-23, Nick.
One of the worst moves in the history of the world, and we said that obviously before it happened. I mean, you just can't do that. I mean, that's just horrific. If I was the GM, I'd just have to trot down and say you have to go. I mean, it was that egregious. I mean, it really was.
Yeah. They're giving the ball back to Tom Brady.
You had one series to get one stop. It wasn't like you had several, several drives, several possessions to stop him. You had one chance, one and only, and it was 2:02, so you knew they weren't going to run up the gut on first down because the clock was going to stop, and they didn't even know about the play action was coming, and they got 8 yards, and then they were smart enough on the next play to take the automatic offsides to get them back into first and ten. So, and we'll give them credit for that. That was a good move.
Can you tell us anything about this better? Is he a regular customer who had $200,000 on Poirier, won, and then rolled it over on Tampa plus 3.5?
Yeah, that's a pretty good week, isn't it?
Yeah,
he got $200,000 at post at plus 270, so he won 540. Then I believe he had the Tampa Bay plus 3.5 for $500,000. But there were so many big bets yesterday that someone bet Casey on the money line minus 55, bet $705,000. Someone else had the Chiefs minus 3 for $300,000. There was just a ton of action in the pot yesterday. It just kept coming and coming and coming. But it was a heck of a weekend. It was great for the customers. We actually made a few bucks, and we move on to a hard work a week now trying to get all these props out.
How was the UFC handle?
Out of this world. We had a good UFC, even with that big bet going down. A ton of favorites. If you were a dog bettor in the UFC this weekend, you made a small fortune. And
yep.
If you hooked up the right combination, you could have hit a colossal parlay. There was plenty of dogs in the UFC, which is, I got to say, rare. Usually, if you get one, it's a miracle.
Yep. So what's the game? I don't know how much you can share, but in the past, you've had these out pretty early. I believe the first in the state. How early? What's the game plan as far as props now?
Yeah, I guess it'll be the same. We'll start working on what we're going to book today, and then we'll work on pricing and getting them into the computer system, which is a chore in itself, and then getting the sheet to the printers, which is, we have been the last few years, not by design or anything, just because we've gotten it done. Usually, I think I want to say either, what was it? I think Friday at noon is when we've been going up with them, or it might even be Thursday at noon. I don't know. It all runs together. But, as soon as we get them done, we'll turn them loose.
Can I text you? You're open to suggestions, right?
Always.
You got it. So I know, I think it was a customer or a ticket writer years ago came up with, will a punt land inside the five? Will a drive start inside the five? That's great. You got to put up a doink. Will a kick go off the upright? You got to put that up. And will there be an onside kick recovered? Let's start there.
Those are good. How about the triple doink? Bang, 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 like the Bears.
All right.
I like it.
Do that too.
You know, you can get very specific, by the way. We got this a lot last week. How about if you put up, will somebody miss a kick left, wide left, or miss a kick wide right? Two different bets, or an extra point wide left or wide right, so you can make it, various bets, however you want to post it.
How about, with Kansas City, I mean, Butker was one of the best kickers in the league, and he missed a ton this year. I mean, he missed a lot of extra points. I guess looking back on that rule, when they changed the extra point, it was probably a good thing that, that they'd line up at the two. It was like, you just give them the point. But now it's hit or miss, and it changes a lot of games. I know it changes a lot of point spread outcomes.
Yeah, you have to put that up, too. Yeah, I know you'll have that. Will be the missed extra point. That's another one you have to have. I mean, that's great. You have that up. So I'm looking forward to that this week.
All right, Nick. As always, thanks for the time today. We appreciate that, pal.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Yep. Excellent.
Let me give you this tweet. Emmanuel Acho.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes will play in two Super Bowls before ever losing an NFL game by more than one possession.
Oh, my God.
The last time Mahomes lost by more than one possession.
Don't tell me Texas Tech.
November 19th, 2016 versus Iowa State.
Yeah, that's right. We ran it down Friday. What Kansas City has scored in all his losses. With the exception of that home game against the Colts, he's like 28 or higher in every one.
Oh, that is great perspective.
He's never lost a game by more. Yeah, that's right. Never
two lost. Super Bowls and never lost a game by more than one possession in the NFL.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just right. This is we'll never see this again. This is what. Okay, well, Brady, we might be watching the next Brady.
Could be.
I mean, if D4 doesn't chop off sides, or they could actually cover Gronk, he'd be going for the three-peat.
Absolutely could be. When I said this earlier, the number of quarterbacks that Brady, like, either kept out of the Super Bowl or basically said, no, you're not going to win another one on my watch, is so long. And then he comes to the NFC in year one and says, not Breeze, Rodgers, you're not going to the Super Bowl.
I know, right?
I'm going back, right?
Yeah.
Mahomes could be, look at how many great quarterbacks we still have at the top of the league that are still, like, relatively young. It could be where Mahomes is, and a lot of them in the AFC. No, you're not getting to the Super Bowl. You can't beat this guy. He's too good. We could be talking about Watson. The really long list here of guys who are just like, hey, they're awesome. They're Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but they just couldn't. It was too difficult with the Chiefs, Andy Reid, and Patrick Mahomes. It could be Belichick and Brady all over again. That is nuts.
And watching the game yesterday, I'm just thinking, why would you even bother running the ball? There's no need. He's too good. They bring pressure. He's elusive. They can't sack him. They just sidestep, sidearm to Kelsey, throw it to Hill. He's only throwing to two guys. Doesn't matter. The Hardman stuff was creative, but now you get Watkins back and some other guys. We'll see Bell. But Allaire, he didn't do much on the ground. But it's not fair. Like, San Francisco did an incredible job last year, and they still lost the game.
Absolutely. They were dead to rights.
And no lead safe. That's the other thing.
Oh.
I mean, it's like, we got them right. Everyone tweeted it, but it was funny. But they're right. When it was 9-0, now they got them right where they want them. I mean, to think, since the start of 2019 with Mahomes, when they trail by 9 or more, they're 10-2 straight up. I mean, who does that? Who does that? They're down 24-0 in a playoff game. They had the lead before half. They're down double. It's no big deal. Okay, we've been here before. No problem. He's just so cool back there.
Nobody does it. This is a good tweet from John Neeson, who lives in Las Vegas, on a prop. Will the final score be a scoregami?
Yeah, we had a lot of those.
A lot of that happened this year where it comes in.
That's a great idea.
I love that idea,
we had a
John.
Lot of funky scores.
So for those that don't know, a scoregami it's the first time ever where it lands on like 47-4, whatever. You know, it's the first time that's ever happened in the NFL. For a score. And it happened like every week down the stretch the way it felt. I love it. That's terrific.
Yeah. Send them in. Points bet, William Hill. Send in your prop ideas for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They'll put them up. Especially, you know, William Hill does it, and they can be more creative at points bet too.
Yeah. The name of bets that we can pass along. Put it this way. We've had other books reach out and say, send anything my way. I'll make a number on it. I don't like doing the creative stuff, but I'll make numbers on it. Books have told us that. So whatever you got, we'll run as many by them as we possibly can to get them up.
Well, I already know no defensive or special teams touchdown, probably 170, 180. I'll take that again.
Is it going to be that low?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They always bet the public bets the yes in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a good point. Good point. All right. I mean, this show just flew by. It feels like it was 15 minutes. We're back tomorrow, 7 Eastern. Good luck with your bets tonight. We'll see you.